Greetings from Another Day with Jesus, a daily word by Pastor Preachy from the heart of God. As you receive the word, prepare your heart and mind to receive Him.
Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this amazing new morning. I hope that today you're receiving from the Lord, that you've been hearing the Lord speak to you, that this week is going to be saturated with God's presence and God's voice in your life. I was reading Isaiah chapter 24, and I realized that the Lord was speaking judgment upon the nation. And one of the things that the Lord emphasizes in verse 2 is how this judgment is going to equalize everybody. Let me read it out for you. It says, "It will be as with the people, so with the priest. As with the servant, so with his master. As with the maid, so with her mistress. As with the buyer, so with the seller. As with the creditor, so with the debtor. As with the taker of interest, so with the giver of interest." This is the Lord telling the nation of Israel that everybody is going to be equally condemned and equally judged. Now, the priest normally would have sinned less compared to the people. The people have sinned more. The maid servants might not have done as much bad as the owner of the house, or vice versa. And yet God says when the judgment comes, everybody is going to come down to the same playing field. See, this is something that we don't understand about sin. We think that that person that committed a massive terrorist strike on a nation is a bigger threat or a bigger sinner than you and I who do small sins in our own eyes. But when God looks at sin, He sees something that is deadly and something that is worthy of death. The wages of every sin is death. There's nobody who is exempt out of this. Just because you're anointed, just because you're a pastor, just because you have more understanding of scriptures, doesn't mean that you are exempt from the judgment of God that comes upon sinners. All of us, whether we belong to Christianity or any other religion that we so fondly embrace, when it comes to sin, there is going to be a judgment that is going to bring all of us in the same level, and we'll all be judged in the exact same manner. And that is where we have to come to God and ask Him, how can I escape this judgment? How can I overcome the condemnation that was spoken over my life? How can I overcome all the negativity that I've been born with? I know that I may not be as great a sinner as somebody else. I understand that I may not have done so much wrong like the other people in my community. But I still want to be an overcomer. I still want to live victorious, having victory over sin, having victory over the effect of sin, having victory over every temptation that comes into my heart and my mind, having victory in my words, having victory in my actions. The question you need to ask the Lord is not just how I can get lesser punishment. The question that you need to ask the Lord is how I can get rid of sin completely. You and I, we were meant to be perfect. Jesus looked at His disciples and Jesus said, "You guys, you ought to be perfect as My Father in heaven is perfect." So Jesus' standard of holiness was not that you do a little better than someone else, that you steal less money than someone else, or that you speak less lies than the other person. No, Jesus' measurement of our purity was that we become as perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. Now that may look like a very high standard, something that we can never achieve here on the earth. But the truth of the matter is that Jesus, He paved the way for us to walk in that perfection. Jesus made the way for this judgment that is spoken over all sinners to be removed. Jesus, He set an example for us to be perfect. Jesus made provisions for the Holy Spirit to be poured out upon us so that we can now manifest that perfection. Jesus, He opened the door. He tore open the curtain so that we have access into the Holy of Holies. See, nobody who have not been perfected were allowed into that Holy of Holies. But in the New Testament, you see that Jesus, He's inviting us into the most holy place. He says you can come in boldly and with confidence. And that is because of what Jesus has done for us. Will you trust in Him today? Will you believe in Him today? Friends, let me explain this to you. It is not enough that we do less sin or less mistakes than someone else does. It is not enough that we compare ourselves with someone else and feel good about the fact that we go to church, or that we give some money to the church, or that we do all these extra activities to help the kingdom of God. No, that can't be it. Today, we are going to be judged based on our right standing with God. The only thing, the only person, the only way, the only door to experiencing that right standing with God is to believe in what Jesus has done for us, is to accept what Jesus has done, is to now appropriate it into each and every aspect of your life, grasp it and embrace it, make it your lifestyle. That is how you and I, we can be perfect as our Heavenly Father. Let's pray together. Father, we bless your dear children that are watching, that are listening, that are tuned in today. I pray that wherever we are listening to your voice, we will be convicted of those double standardness where we ignore the sin in our hearts and we condemn the sin of someone else's. We pray that today you would humble our hearts and you would make us aware of what judgment really is. And Father, our desire is that all of us, we will trust in the person and the work and the heart and the life of Jesus so that we can walk perfectly here on the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. We hope it encouraged you. For further details and resources, connect with us at pastorpreachy.com. Let His grace lead your day ahead.